So now we're going to open up and do our Q&A portion of this juicy, juicy call. You can line yourselves up by pressing star 2. I'd love to hear a check-in. We're at week 8. That means we have this week and 4 more weeks. So we're at the, you know, coasting on in here. And I really want to, you're welcome to just share a check-in with me. You're also welcome to ask any questions about this guidebook or any of the guidebooks that we've gone through or anything about wealth consciousness or any of these A to Z structures. Just line yourselves up. Star 2. Any questions? Star 2. Any questions or even, like I just said, check-ins. Who wants to do a check-in? If you feel complete for the today, we can complete. Okay, great. Keep lining yourselves up, everyone. Just let's use this time wisely. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing there?
Fabulous. How about you? I love your new photo.
Oh, thank you so much. That's my little boy, Sebastian. He's 12.
Oh, he's so cute.
We were having a fun time at the farm that day, so
you look
thank you
really
for that.
Good, Barbara.
Yeah, I was radiant because when I'm around the animals, I'm so in my element and I get all pumped up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question about the content for today. Like, when you're thinking about signing somebody on for a long-term coaching commitment with you, do you ever put in a stipulation anywhere? Like, what if something happened during that year? I know it's a fear-based, you know, thing to think about, but, like, what if something you couldn't complete the whole year, either something from their side or your side? Is there a contingency in there?
What do you mean? So what do you mean that they couldn't complete it?
Let's just say someone signs on to work with you for a whole year and they pay you up front, and then partway through, you know, you get really sick or something happens to them or, you know, just these unforeseen things. Is there, you know, I guess I'm just afraid of the commitment. I'm sure it's my own fear coming through.
Yeah, for sure. Why would you think this?
I don't know, because things happen to people, you know, in the course of a year, so much could change.
Well, and so your fear is if they paid in full, you know what, then what would, I mean, things happen to people, but you would handle it, you cross that bridge when you come to it.
Okay. So it's not like when they sign that initial contract with you, there's any stipulation in there.
Well, it depends on your contract. You know, you could say in the event of an emergency or you croak, you'll get,
yeah.
Don't even put your energy on what you fear.
I know.
Yeah, put your energy on what you desire. So I've never once had that thought. You know, sometimes, yeah, don't worry about that, Barbara. Don't even go there.
I think it's my age. It's, you know, it's funny, but it's your thoughts just change, you know. So, anyways.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it came to my mind, I felt like I should just ventilate it and get it out there and clear it up so that it doesn't become a limitation.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, if something happens, it's already paid in full. So they're paid for the lifetime value of the transformation, and you'll be there with them. You could still support them if they have a life. I mean, I've had things where people's mothers have died or they've – but I've just been there with them. I mean, I don't let them out of you're there to help and love and serve. So
yes.
I've definitely had people's mothers die. I've had people go through divorce. I've had major things happen to people. What else? Like, gotten married. Big, big, big lives. I mean, maybe if anything, you would just, like, negotiate when, like, you're, you know, okay, well, you're going to marry this week, so we'll take the month. Like, I've definitely let people take a month off.
Okay.
Like, for me, I got coaching while I was having a baby. I took the month off, you know, but that was not the best move on my part. I was, like, in a $50,000 coaching program while I was, you know, in the middle of, you know, and then it took a month off. You know, it was not a good move. I mean, it was and it wasn't. But I wish it had just been a 3 month before then. So you can help someone if they're going through a big thing. Maybe you say, maybe you talk about it up front if that's your fear. Like, okay, would it be best if we just do start with those 3 months? Should we just do it 3 months? Because if you know you're doing this in month five or six, right, maybe you do that.
Right. Yeah, okay, that feels good because I don't have the track record yet to write down, to have the testimonials available for these big transformations yet.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So maybe shorter periods of time initially might be more comfortable.
Well, I would start with the 6 months.
Okay.
I mean, this is what I would do. I would, if you can, all of you on the call and in our group, if you all can create some sisterhood or practice, like in the previous pop groups, they practice on each other. And then, I said this last week, right? And then they got to see who they were, and they got to, you know, and they got testimonials. If you can start doing that, pick someone in the group and do it that way.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
Your first couple clients, I would just, maybe they're not paying you. Like when I first got my first health coaching clients, I paid $150 a month for six months. And that was just for a six-month period, and then I raised my rates.
Okay.
So you could do something like for your first 3 to 5 clients, it's $150 a month, you know, or $200 a month for two sessions.
Yeah.
But then you need to hustle and get
good.
A lot of – yeah, so you could do something so it's not so such a stretch that you're afraid of the money and, oh, my God, the commitment. And then they feel that too. You got to feel good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hopefully that helps.
It was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, darlings, who's next? Star 2. Anything you want to share, get coaching about? There's a lot of you on the line, so I know you most likely are here for a reason. Anybody? I'm okay with completing early if you're not interested in using this time. Thank you. All right, who's this? Oh, wait, hold on. There we are. All right, who's this?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, who's this?
Okay, this is LaShante.
Hey, LaShante.
How are you doing? I had a question really about last week and getting visible, and one of the things that you mentioned was when we do the video that we're supposed to give them an offer that is not about just us signing them up for, like, our list or whatever. I really didn't have any idea as to what those things could be. And I think on the maybe our next call or so, that might be some – no, I think it's 2 weeks or so. Like, on the Grow Your List, there's some information on there about what our free gift could be. But,
yeah,
that kind of held me back from doing what I
needed. You kind of what?
I was saying not knowing really what the offer should be or could be on that. You know, once you do whatever your free tip is, I don't know what the next step was.
So you're asking, so it could be for a video, what your call to action could be. It could literally be anything. It could be to a consultation. It could be inviting them to your free gift. It could be to a free call series if you're doing a teleclass. It could be a chat with you. It could be anything.
Okay.
It could just be a free tip. Come on over to my website. You know, like my page on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that clear?
Clear now.
Okay. How's your biz going, LaShante?
It's going. I'm really going to set this week as, you know, time to reach out to, like you said, the 10 people or other people that I can work to get some consultations going and go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I know you've got a really great gift to share with people, so don't be the best kept secret on the block, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. Unless you have anything else. No one's raising their hand, so, or hasn't. So if you have anything else, you're welcome to ask me. All right. Who else? Okay, good. Barbara's up again. And then put your names in the queue by pressing star 2. Hi, Barbara. What's your
question? Hi. I didn't mean to take up extra time if nobody was stepping up. I just wondered, and this is just a technical question, how do you set up the line to do the teleseminars, kind of like this conference line that we're using now?
Mm-hmm. So a great question. You would go to freeconferencecall.com.
Okay.
And then that's the one I've used. It's free, and it's then everyone, they set you up with your unique phone number, your unique passcode, and the moderator, you know, the moderator code that would be for you, and how you, it tells you how to record it and everything.
Wow, and it's totally free?
Mm-hmm. And I believe you can make an MP3 out of it as well.
Wow.
Which would be nice to send people. Or in the old days, I would just send out the link. They would call in the number. They would put their password in.
Yeah.
And then they could re-listen to the call.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Star 2, my love. About anything. Oh, is this Lee? Lee!
Hello! Hi, Amanda. How are you?
So happy to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I'm being big and brave, and I'm fully coming clean with I've been on the call the whole time, but I kind of checked out a little bit there again. So I hope I'm not asking something that you covered. I don't think I am, but I was curious if you. I have a call that's set up, my first call, and of course I told people if they wanted a free call from me that it would be like 15 minutes. So now I'm realizing that's way too short. So I'm going to adjust that. But I have a call set up this week with a friend, and she's an old friend. I haven't talked to her a lot, but I did say, you know, let's build in 15 minutes on the front end to catch up. And my concern is, just because we do have a personal relationship, how to, you know, kind of keep boundaries and sort of stay in that, like, expert space. Like, I'm just wondering how you navigate working with clients who you have a personal relationship, because I'm imagining at the beginning you have this scenario come up. So do you have any, like, tips around that?
Oh, sure. So you would just, you know, call the elephant and just say, you know, I know we're super good friends or connections, and then you just would create a sacred space for your working relationship. So it would be like, okay, now we're going to switch to our friend hat, or now we're going to switch to our business hat. I've worked with a lot of friends. One of my first clients was one of my best friends from high school.
And did you use that as like an opportunity to kind of work out kinks, or did you fully just decide that you were going to like – treat her, you know, you like, what I'm wondering is, like, did you bring her into that mix of, like, hey, you know, I'm getting up to speed and it's great to work with you, and so you could be a little bit more, like, vulnerable around what's working or whatnot, or did you fully just, like, I'm the expert, you know, just live into that, in that space with her? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just, the truth is that people are not talking, or you're not talking when you're the expert, they're talking, so there's really no room in edgewise for me to even, you know, share vulnerability of, like, she's, like, my first client, you know. So it was just, like, I'm here to serve, I'm here to hold space, I'm here to give her the guidance. And, but, yeah, maybe on the flip side, on the outside world, I'd be like, oh, I'm learning these new skills, and this is scary, or I feel, like, vulnerable, you know, as a friend.
Right.
But not in your session. So in the session time is truly holding yourself as that expert.
Okay.
Cool. Am I answering that enough?
Yeah, you are. I was just curious because it's like you're – I was just wondering about that boundary because it's like, you know, that could be an opportunity for me to – like you were saying, to work with the other gals in the program in our Healthy Wealthy Business School as, you know, to get testimonials. And I was just wondering, like, okay, I'm still kind of nervous around doing this. I haven't done it before. It's like – you know, she signed up for my free call through my newsletter. Like, she's already treating me. She's, like, keeping really clean boundaries, and she's treating me as like, an expert. When I got her email in, I thought, oh, my gosh, I haven't talked to her in ages. It's an old friend. So I thought, like, should I use this as an opportunity to kind of do what I might do with folks in a program where I just say, hey, you know, you're, to be perfectly honest with you, you're the first person I've worked with. And, you know, because of that, like, here's my, you know, I'm discounting my rates and I'm like, you know, I might try out some things, or do I just like, just really try to live into that and keep my sort of, you know, I'm new at this energy to the side and work that out with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I just wasn't sure, in the early days, how transparent to be about that.
I would say just follow your heart. You don't have to be perfect. And you, but what, tell me what you're doing, Lee.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing that was, it's like a two-part question is, you know, I'm a little bit, I feel like I'm a little bit lost because I recognize, well, I don't want to make excuses. I don't see a lot of people sort of doing what I'm doing, which is specifically supporting artists and creative people. And so I'm trying to find actually what I am coaching people about, and that's part of my concern is I don't think I'm, like, fully clear because my background is as an educator. So I, you know, I've taught writing programs, like, specifically about the writing, but that's not what we're doing in coaching. What we're doing maybe is talking more about creative practices. I have run one program before, which was just an online program with a forum where I supported writers, and it was more about keeping a daily habit. What are the obstacles to your daily habits, and kind of like a cheerleader type position. So I see the coaching as an extension of that, but I've never worked one-on-one with an artist as a coach. And she's basically said to me that what she wants is she wants to create time and space in her life to not have her art be a hobby, to have it be more like moving towards a full-time job. So I feel like I could support her, but I guess I need to get a little bit clear about how I can do that and how, like, I don't know how long that will take or, you know, what all the ins and outs of it are.
And is that what you want to be doing? So this is, that's what, because you could create your signature system with her. I mean, she could be your test. Right? Because you're going to, she's not going to be your only client you're going to take through this. This isn't just like a little side job. This is going to be what you're developing, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. So I think being as transparent as possible, like, this is my pilot program. I'm going to take you through. But the thing is that money is energy. I wouldn't say discount. I don't like that word because then it's like going to the dollar store. So
right.
I would say that, you know, because energy, what have you ever paid, when you pay for something, you show up. When you get it for a discount or cheap, you don't wear it that much. You don't like it.
Right.
There's energy there. So I think the more that you can, she has to pay some sense. Excuse me. Your little gremlin running by me laughing. Oh, hi, Phoebe. She's coming in for her morning drink. Hold on. Let me get her up here, guys. She started laughing really hard lately, so you might be hearing lots of laughter, maybe. Okay. So what I would say is that she would be a part of your pilot program. Maybe your pilot program is normally 5K, 3K, 1K, whatever. She's going to get it for a certain energetic exchange that you feel good, like $75 an hour, $100 an hour, which is in a package. So 100 times, maybe you start off with a 3-month. It sounds like she really just needs structure, support, and accountability.
Right. And I guess the other part of my question related to that is, so let's say, so she's telling me what she needs, right? So I'm wondering how much of it, like, how much is the coaching package determined by what the client needs versus what I think they need? So, for example, it's like, you know, I'll have a consult call with her this week. My original thought was, oh, okay, like, I'll have a consult call. I'll go back. I'll scratch out, like, you know, what I think makes sense and then, you know, shoot her an email or have another follow-up call and says, okay, I've thought about everything. Here's what I'm proposing. But you're saying to, like, close the deal in that moment. So I'm just wondering, like, how much is it going, okay, I know that 3 months is beneficial and I'm going to scratch out this loose plan for what I could take her through in 3 months? And how much of it is her, like, me just continuing to listen to her, like, at every step to then, like, meet her needs? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure how pre-planning versus like in the moment stuff that comes up, just having never done it.
I would say it's, for me, when I do one-on-one, it's very much in the moment and intuitively guided. It's not tons of structure. If I need a structure, I'll say go listen to, you know, the service or teleclass module in Healthy Wealthy Biz School. But
okay.
So what you're doing right now is you are starting out and you are most of you are starting out, you're learning who your ideal client is, and there's different levels and layers of an ideal client.
Right.
So you're just figuring all this out. Now, you don't have to close the deal right there. You could say, you know, let me think on this. I would, you know, what you could do is just, you could think on it. I mean, and or you could just say right then and there, I've got my, this will be my pilot program. It's a 6-month program where I'm going to support you, hold you accountable, and getting from where you are to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. So the pre-planning is more like a determination of time, and then like so you say you're selling like 3 or 6 months, and then the stuff that comes up for them sort of morphs and changes, and organically you're supporting them as it goes. Like you're not going into it going, okay, they want time and space, so the first month we'll work on this, the second month we'll work on that. You know, you're kind of letting it evolve week to week with this person, just to see if they're going to grow, change, right? So you can't really necessarily know on the front end.
You really can't. I mean, you really, really, really can't. I mean, you might have, hey, okay, I want to do this and this, but then they're going to come in with their life. That's the beauty of one-on-one coaching. Is it's
mm-hmm.
So you let her know this is individualized. This is customized. This is like a
right.
boutique experience. This is not, you know, because like with you guys, you all, for example, as you get it in Healthy Wealthy Biz School, you're all in different layers and levels, but you're in a program where you're getting content every week. I don't know much about your journey, or I can't customize it for you in this container. Where this, with working with her, you can customize it, which is, I mean, that is amazing.
That's the selling point, I think. I mean, that's to me, or the service point, rather. It's like that is why someone would want to do a coaching program, is the one-on-one.
Yep.
So it makes sense to me what you're saying, which is you just, you know, you come up with the amount of time that you think that you should work together, and then
mm-hmm.
let it roll. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then when you're in it, it just unfolds naturally. And then I guess sort of on the back end, like I've created this after years, but I have, for my one-on-one, for example, I have two different very distinct programs that are for different types of entrepreneurs at different parts of their journey. So really knowing the ideal client journey will allow you to speak to that person when they come in. But since this is brand new for you, you just got to get going on your ideal person, working with her, and then down the road you'll develop different programs.
Right. Okay.
But
so,
to simplify this, I'll just go ahead. You had a thought.
No, go ahead.
To simplify this, when I was a health coach in the very beginning, I had like my basic rate sheet, and I had, the only difference was, I didn't know their whole journey. I knew I was going to do the same thing. I knew I was going to be a health coach, right? The only difference was, truthfully, the amount of time we saw each other. So there was a 6 months that was either 4 times a month, 3 times a month, or 2 times a month. And that was it. So that's really all you really need to do is just figure out how much time they need.
Okay.
How big of a container or how little of a container you will hold.
Got it. Okay. But you did pre-frame a little bit. Like, for example, you said you had two sort of program packages. And so one would be perhaps like working on your body, let's say, and one would be, you know, working on abundance stuff. Is that right? So, like, when they were contacting you for coaching, they're, like, they're sort of tapping into one of these areas that you've identified. Is that right?
Well, no, because my coaching, for example, when I was a body coach, it was body. It was body transformation. As I've
mm-hmm.
been a money and a business coach, it's been, those programs are just where they're So for we'll just say, like, I've got Healthy Wealthy Biscuit, which is a for the beginning entrepreneur who needs to learn the A to Z bolts and WC and inner work. So there's that. Mm-hmm. That's one piece. But then the second piece is someone who has all that, but now they need, like, they need individualized, customized support for themselves. And the other person is, like, they're headed to, they're going to do, like, they're at a different level. They're going to go to a live, they're closer to where I am now. They're going to do their first live event. They're going to start doing multiple group programs. You know, they're doing, they're rolling out. They have more people in their community. They're going for seven figures, that kind of thing. Am I confusing you?
No, no, not at all. It's the reason I'm asking is because I'm just wondering if I'm too broad. Like, because I'm still, like, sort of synthesizing, like, my website's only, you know, 2.5-3 months old. I'm still myself getting together, like, really tapping into, like, what are my gifts? Like, what really can I help people with? And so right now I kind of feel like my offerings are a little bit broad. And so when she contacted me, like, what I had sort of done was I sent out my very first newsletter, and at the bottom of the newsletter I included a survey that said, you know, if you take this survey, I'll give you 10% off. I don't know if this is advisable, but this is what I did. I said I'd give you 10% off the service, and it will help me hone, like, you know, what I'm doing. And so the survey kind of included all these questions about, here's some ideas for offerings, here's some things I'm focused on, which ones of these would you take? And at the bottom it said, are you interested in a free consult, you know, and talking about how I could support you. So a couple of people signed up for that, and now I'm thinking, oh, okay, like, I don't know anything about these people. I just know they're artists and they're creatives. So my concern is, like, gosh, like, I hope I can support him, but I guess that's the point of the initial call. Like, if I get through the end of that and realize, okay, this is not quite my area of expertise, like, it's not a good match, I can say that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I was worried because I was thinking, okay, just because they're artists and creative people doesn't necessarily mean I can support them, right? Because it may be an area where I really am not a quote-unquote expert.
Exactly. So what you can help to qualify them is have them have, like, a little bit of a survey so you learn more about them before.
Okay.
Like an gotcha. Application or a survey.
Oh, okay.
Would be so you can learn more about them.
Okay. That's a great idea.
And then you can go check out my survey at amandamoxley.com/LEAP, and you can get an idea of what that looks like.
Got it. Okay, great. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. And then basically it's like, you know, throw a name on there and high intention name of what it is, and then that's it. And then the container of how you'll support them. How exciting. You're about to get your first new client. I can feel it.
It is exciting. And, you know, I mean, there is something to be said for old friends, like being your first client, because there's already some love there. So I feel good about it. I just, you know, my only fear is, like, I want to obviously support people in the best way they can be supported. And if there were no fear, then I probably would not be in the right space. Like, there should be a little bit of discomfort moving towards this, right? I'm growing. So that's,
oh,
that's
yeah. Growing pains. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, you better. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I'm glad we got to connect today.
Me too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
well.
It.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We are at the did I just mute myself? No, I didn't. Okay. We are at our time today. Oh, the computer is freezing. So we're at our time today. I see that there's another hand up. However, I have to go. I have to jump on another call because it's the end of our time today. But raise your hands quicker next time. All right, loves? Thank you so much. I'll see you on our Facebook forum. You can post your question in there, whoever's got their hand up. And go forth and prosper this week. Namaste. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.